Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
vento perfumado e agradável a ti. Subam a tua presença, o levantar das minhas mãos como sacrifício vivo e aceitável a ti. Subam a tua presença, a minha adoração como oferta de alegria, como libação derramada a ti. Subam a tua presença, a expressão do meu louvor, como fruto dos meus lábios, te confessam o nome.
Welcome, friends, to another show for the glory of our King Yahushua. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your prayers. I know that a lot of you are now in trouble because once you decide to follow Jesus, you will become a target of the power of this world, but remembering that you're not alone. As the word says, we have a lot of testimonies left on the scriptures that can be our guide in these times, how in the past great servants of God have overcome their trials and triumphed in the end with the power of our God in them. So let's praise our Lord in all circumstances. Let's give him the honor, because it's very easy to praise God, praise our Father when everything goes well. The real challenge is to praise him, to worship him, and the enemy is upon us, saying, "Where is your God?" So right now I'll be praying for you, heaven, as you are not alone. You have come to ask help in the hands of the people that know what you are feeling. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray that you put your hand now over a servant, that your children now feel the touch of our Holy Spirit and show him or her, show these children of you how close you are now. Because Father, I know that you have a blessing for each one of our listeners, those that are hearing now and those that will hear later. It's your call now, Father, so I praise you because I know that you have the power to remove all the bad things and change the state of mind and heart now and fill with your joy, with your holy presence right now, your children that request this prayer. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, and we praise you because we know that you are holy, that you are faithful, and you are powerful. to do much more than what we have right now, Father. Send your Holy Spirit and bless your children in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. If anyone more needs prayer, please just need to request, go to chat room and just need to write it, as we are here to provide you with the blessings that God has already given to us. His grace is enough. His power is enough to let us overcome everything that Satan, the powers of this world, are trying to do against us. So rejoice, because He is holy.
Vestido de majestade, Tu estás, Heaven, the angels cry out, holy, céus, os anjos clamam que Tu és santo. Na terra os homens clamam mais e mais, mais e mais, que Tu és santo. E eu me ajunto a essa multidão e declaro que Tu és santo, que Tu és santo, que Tu és santo, Senhor, Tu és santo, Tu és santo, Tu és santo. Tu és santo, 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 Tu és santo. santo sim, tu és. Tu és santo sim, tu és. Tu és santo sim, sim, tu és. Sim, tu és, Senhor. Tu és santo. Oh, oh, oh. The angels in heaven cry out that you are beautiful and handsome. The people of the earth cry out more and more that you are beautiful and that you are handsome, God. Os anjos do céu clamam que tu és lindo, que tu és lindo, Senhor. Oh, e os homens e mulheres e jovens e crianças e adolescentes sobre a terra mais e mais clamam que tu és lindo, que tu és lindo, tu és lindo, sim, tu és, tu és lindo, sim, tu és. Tu és lindo, sim, tu és. Tu és lindo, cante comigo. Tu és lindo, sim, tu és. Tu és lindo, sim, tu és. Tu és lindo, sim, tu és. Oh, you are beautiful. You are beautiful, you are. You are beautiful. You are handsome, yes, you are handsome. Oh, you are beautiful, you are. You are beautiful to see. You are handsome, Jesus. Oh, you are handsome. Oh, you are beautiful to see, yeah. You are beautiful to see. You are handsome, oh, tu és lindo, sim, tu és. Tu és lindo de se ver. Tu és lindo de se ver. Oh, tu és lindo de se ver. Tu és lindo pra se olhar. Lindo pra se contemplar. Eu poderia passar toda eternidade olhando pra ti, Senhor. Pois tu és lindo pra se olhar. Tu és lindo pra se olhar. Oh. angels in heaven cry out, you are holy, you are holy as you are. E nós clamamos aqui na terra também, que tu és santo, sim, tu és, tu és santo, sim, tu és holy as you are. E tu és santo, sim, tu és, and you are holy as you are. Tu sei santo, sim, tu és, you are holy as you are. You are holy as you are.
Quiero empezar una vida contigo, mi Dios.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence, living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very words spoken to me, and I of you are hungry for God. Are you hungry?
hungry for them. More of him. Who wants the floodgates to open up?
But today I found myself, after searching all these years, and the man that I saw, he wasn't at all who I thought he'd be. But I was lost when you found me here, and I was broken beyond repair. And then you came along and you sang a song over me. It feels like I'm born again. It feels like I'm living for the very first time. For the very first time in my life.
Make a promise.
Sin esperanza.
ayer te vi, fue más claro que la luna, en mí no quedaron dudas, fue una clara aparición, me ha saltado el corazón cuando te vi. Ayer te vi, después de buscarte tanto, antes de salir el sol y pedirte que me dejes ver tu rostro en oración. Ayer te vi en un niño de la calle, sin un lugar para dormir, te vi en sus manos extendidas, pidiendo pan para vivir, te vi en sus ojos suplicantes, y en su sonrisa titubeante. Ayer te vi en un cuarto de hospital, en soledad te vi llorar, te vi en el rostro atribulado, de un enfermo desahuciado, sin esperanza de vivir, cansado de tanto sufrir. Ayer te vi, ayer te vi. Te disfrazas y te escondes de mi vista, pero ayer te vi, ayer te vi.
Okay, brothers, let's share some word here, because I think this scripture is quite appropriated for the times that we are living, these troubled times, and I'll be using this scripture to help some brothers that are very confused about what is the ideas of this ministry. What is the purpose? So I invite you to open your Bible in Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Okay, I will be reading. Please pay attention and let's pray first, because I think that the enemy is fighting to maintain some of us quite programmed on the deception that we have inherited from the centuries of manipulation. Let's read first. It says this, Isaiah verse 2 and 3 from chapter 2. In the last days that will sign the mountain of the Lord in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and into him all the nations will come. And many people shall go and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and we may walk in this path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and Jerusalem the word of the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name we pray that you come to you with your Holy Spirit to shatter all the darkness. Let your light of the Holy Spirit, Father, bless your children with this conversation. And at the end, let the enemy be defeated, or your children may be free from all the deception. We praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. In these days, we heard a lot about the Antichrist, about all the power that are coming to this world, about Revelation, last day, great tribulation, and on and on and on, about the Nephilim. Well, I think that this scripture is really, really forgotten. Not because people that are warning are bad, but because there is a power over these hurts, a darkness that separates us from the heavens realm, that is fighting, is struggling to maintain us slaves of these fallen angelic spirits and beings that deceived the first man and made us all slaves of sin. And quite honestly, I must say that the people of God is not really ready for this fight. Maybe that's because God is removing the time, is challenging and fighting for us. Because if it was not God's mercy, we were not ready. There was a big plan that was made since the beginning. For on this day, Satan could collect a multitude of souls to hell. And we have been studying from the church history how money has been used as the instrument to replace God's grace on the minds and hearts of the children of God. And there is a lot of people still deceived with this plan. You see, in these scriptures, it's clearly talking about the last time, last day. It says clearly in the last day. So at the same time that Satan is fighting to spread fear, anxiety, despair, the scripture and the prophets say clearly that there will be people that know where God's grace can be found. There will be people ready to teach others. There will be people that understood where they could find Jesus, God, the God of Israel, where all the provisions are being given, not only to make them overcomers, but also to help others. And these people, they know they can find the Lord and the Lord of grace on the mountain of God, where He is exalted above all the hills, above all the powers and thrones and principalities and fallen angels and Nephilim and all the governors and the money and the currencies. There is a people, there is a remnant that knows, that has climbed this mountain. And we can ask, where can I find this mountain? Well, the scriptures say which mountain comes from Zion. Zion was the place where the Lord, the God of Israel, reigned above their people. That was the mountain of God. So where do we find this mountain where we will have all what we need from the Lord, the God of Jacob, for us and for others. When now it seems that we don't have enough for ourselves. It's very clear. It's in the Mount of Zion. It's where the Lord is King. Jesus said, for those who hear his words and practice, he compares them to the man that built their life, their home, their house over the mountain. Which mountain? The Mount Zion. So, this is the secret. What should we have as foundation to our faith? Is it enough to know the Bible, to read the Bible, and to say, I go to church, I am following the Bible? Look, I will be very clear, and that there is, I see there is a people here that didn't understand what I said yesterday. I didn't say the Bible does not come from God. I said that the Bible is something that God produced, approved for us to find Jesus. The only real God is the God of the Bible. But the Bible is not Jesus himself. Jesus always appointed to his words, like in the scripture that I said, those that hear my voice, hear my words, and baptize them. Since the Reformation, there has been a transfer of power. There was a change in the way to conduct the people of God that doesn't conduct us directly to God. We continue to have another intermediary, that they are the anointed ones to interpret the scripture for us. And this is wrong. When you hear repeatedly that the Bible is the word of God, Satan is using this to replace Jesus' word in your life, to hold the books of Bible, of the Bible. And so you are vulnerable to manipulations of the scriptures, using scripture out of context to hide Jesus from you. Jesus is the Logos, the word, the meaning of all creation, the center, the power of the creation. It's because of him, through him, and for him that all things were created. So, he is not only the creator, he is also the savior and the Lord of your life. This is where you find the mountain of God, where you made, when you made Jesus' words that are in the Bible your manual of life, you enter and you start living in the mountain of Zion, where Jesus is not only savior, it is not only the creator, it is your king, it is your manual of life. But when you replace, because that's the program, Jesus by the Bible, you are vulnerable and weak to all the intelligence of Satan. Because he tempted Jesus with the Bible, if you remember, distorting the scriptures. And Jesus gave them the scriptures with the right context. So if he could do this to Jesus, he can do to you. And he's doing. Because you are believing that the Bible is the Word of God. But the Bible is not the Logos of God. God did not create the world thinking in the Bible. God created the Lord thinking in Jesus' glory. So what is the Bible? The Bible is Rhema word. It's a manifestation of the grace of the Lord for you. He created the Bible as a map, as a collection of books that reveals the plan of salvation that will lead you to a personal relationship with Jesus. But if you keep believing that the Bible is the Logos of God, is the Word, you stay at the door. You do not cross that door that is Jesus. So you will not be able to have a healthy relationship with Jesus because the Bible can be used against you. The men that say they are more intelligent and appropriate than you to read it, interpret the scriptures, will use you for their own interest. And you pay tithe as if you were living in Israel in the ancient covenant. So you stop in time and you become slave of man. And this is only one of a lot of deceptions and manipulations that you are vulnerable. You cannot believe all the Bible as if it is God talking to you, because it's a lie. It is something that God produced you and blessed for you, but you have to be intelligent to read. You have to use the brain that God created for you, or otherwise you will be as a flower in the wind. One day you live in the New Covenant, another day you are living on the Old Testament. One day you believe that the Holy Spirit will guide you to all the truth and it's enough for you and you don't need anyone to explain because you have the Holy Spirit and this is the Bible. And on the other day you are slave and dependable of other men and you put the Holy Spirit on your room of forgetfulness. And you start depending on men. And you will be cursed because cursed is the man who trusts in the man. And this is Bible. So what is it, the Bible good? Is it the Bible something holy? Yes, we can say it is. It's good for you to read the Bible, yes. But you must use everything that God has given you, the Holy Spirit, to discern what times are you living in the Bible. Please understand, the Bible is a production which contains the words of God, the words of Yahweh given by Moses, and the words of Jesus for our days. It contains the instructions that the Holy Spirit gave to the primitive church when the confusion, when Satan started using the scriptures to oblige the Gentiles to circumcise. And the Holy Spirit intervened and left in the Bible an instruction by the apostles. He agreed with the apostles and said, these are the only things that you need to do as a Gentile. You don't need to live and circumcise yourself and to pay tribute to man. But what the man says using the Bible, yes, you need. So they are more bigger, powerful than the Holy Spirit to control you. Why? Because you believe that God is changing all time. The Bible can and has the power to guide you to salvation. But remember, people can be saved without reading the Bible. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, can give an experience and reveal Jesus Christ to a thief in a cross without ever entering a synagogue. So it's not the Bible that must be your foundation. It's the God of the Bible. The Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit that was sent to you with the death of the Son on the cross. Jesus is the Word of God. You can trust in everything that came out of His mouth. You can trust your life, you can trust your children to what He said. But you can be deceived with the Bible and these agents of Satan, these guides, as Christians, that will enslave you in scriptures that were for Israel, for other times, that will steal you the grace of God for these times. And you are following Bible. In fact, God was preparing this before I even think in doing this show, because today I awaken with a message that I will give you. I will give you. Because it's important. It's important for you to understand that we have the evangelical, the real evangelicals now on the world. We have people that are real evangelicals. They understand and they live the kingdom of God. These that are have built their lives in the Mount of Zion. These that do not pass all day hearing the fear-mongering, hearing what Satan wants you to hear. These that knows that there is provision, there is grace in the Mount Zion, where Jesus is King in your life. Not only a savior, not only a friend that you use and then you go away. No, He has rights above you because He paid your price. You must understand there are real evangelicals that are saying the truth, that are exposing the spells, the manipulations of a system which the King and Lord is not Jesus, is Mammon. And then there are the evangelicanes. You know who are the evangelicanes? Not evangelicals. Evangelicanes are the ones that use Jesus but follow Mammon. Those days, they like Jesus. They worship Bible because they can use it against you. These are the evangelical Cain that killed their brother. And from Cain, are from the wicked one. And you must choose which people, where are you going to be? Which mountain are you going to build your house? The words of God or the words of Moses? The words of God or the words of pastors, human pastors, that doesn't think that Jesus is enough for you? That teach you that you must pay to them for them to give you the kingdom, like the Pope did before them. And thanks to God, there are real pastors, real evangelical pastors. But you know, these ones, just a few now. Because they will not charge you anything for the kingdom. The evangelicals use Jesus, but follow Mammon. They like Jesus, but they teach and worship. You teach to worship Bible. You see? But the evangelicals, the real pastors of God, evangelical pastors, they use Bible, but they worship Jesus. They use Mammon. If you want to help them, they use. But they follow Jesus. They do not follow Moses. They do not follow the Antichrist. They use the Bible, but they worship and follow Jesus Christ and teach you to follow and worship the Son of God. Careful. They seem very, the evangelical people and the evangelical people. Those are the ones that have good appearance. See? They are strong in appearance, but they kill you if they can. While you are useful to the evangelicals, while you serve them, it's okay. They will have a deal with you. But in the moment that you became more accepted to God than them, they will persecute you. That's what Cain did. They will envy you. They use Bible against you. I hope that the warrior that was in trouble and asked me to talk about what I have said, the Bible, understand now. People understand the Bible is a great blessing for us from God, but it's not God. It contains the instructions, the words of God that you need to find Jesus. And once you find Jesus, you have the Word of God talking to you in the Bible. It's enough for you. It's enough for you to receive the Paracletos, the Holy Spirit, that will not let you deceive by man. Even if you fall, He will raise you. The Father that leads you to the Son that will send the Holy Spirit and explain to you what is the real value of the Bible. Jesus said, you look for the scriptures as if they have eternal life to give you. But it is from me. It is of me that they are talking. It is me. I am what you need. So read the scriptures, but follow Jesus. Use the scriptures, but follow Jesus. Not the contrary. I read the Bible a lot of times in my youth. And you know something? I knew that something was missing there. That's why I get tired in my youth to read the Bible, and I left the, thanks God, the Catholic Church. Because there was no God there. I was just reading a book that talks about something that I didn't find. Why? Because there was no Holy Spirit to reveal me Jesus. I had no experience with God. So I was just reading a fairy tale. But when the Holy Spirit revealed me a Jesus that lives, that is God, a living God, that is not only a creator, but a savior and a Lord, I start seeing God in my life. I start feeling God. So which house will instruct the other ones, like the scriptures say? The house that is built upon Mount Zion. The house that makes Jesus his king and not only savior, not only a friend, not only a provider, not only a bank account manager. A king has rights upon you, upon your family, upon your time. So everything, it happens after you make in your heart the decision to build your house upon the Mount Zion, you must be praising God. Because He removes everything that will be an obstacle for you to receive the role you have in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. He will remove everything, friendships, familiars, fake friends, fake brother. You will remove the evangelicals from your life. They even will spit you out from their congregations if you don't understand, like Jonah was spit out from the belly of the whale. You may be sad because of that, but remember, you have decided to build upon Mount Zion. It's your king that is separating what is good and bad from your life. It's not the Bible. It's Jesus himself that will make you a real evangelical person. Not an evangelical that use Jesus and follow Mammon. That use the Jesus and worship the Bible and teach us to worship the Bible to continue deceiving you and receiving tithings from you and controlling your life, deciding things for your family. But what the real scripture says is you have the Holy Spirit, you don't need anybody to tell you anything. Just ask him. You must believe more in the scriptures than in the men that say that they follow the scriptures, but don't give you the freedom to follow Jesus. I hope that I was clear that I am a follower of the Word of God that is in the Bible. I love the Bible. The Bible conducts me to go to Christ. But I have almost 20 years serving the Lord, and I see how the Bible can be used by Satan against the salvation of men. Do not sell your brain that God gave you. Do not sell your time to men. Even if they are good today for you, they are being used by God. I may be being used by God to help you now, but if I fall tomorrow, the Holy Spirit will defend you from me. You say, he's not okay, don't go with them. The real salvation depends on the Holy Spirit, on God himself. He used the scripture as he can use another life. Just think, people, think. Paul himself knew the scriptures better than you and me. Was he saved before having an encounter with Jesus himself? Was he on the right path, even knowing all the scriptures better than you and me? No. He had to have an encounter, a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. And what an encounter. So, when was Paul saved? When he made Jesus his God, not the scriptures. When you hear repeatedly ministers saying the Bible is the Word of God, you better believe that you are on a neuro-linguistic program produced by Satan to make you slave of men and institutions, to give you a name that is not the name that God has for you in the kingdom. It's the name of institution. I am a Lutheran. I am a Presbyterian. I am a Catholic. What you are? I am a follower of Christ. I am a Christian. It's enough. I am a servant of Christ. And that is enough for my salvation. If I am really a servant, I live on Mount Zion when King Jesus reigns. He reigns over my life. And I will not be deceived because I will have everything from him that I need, even to teach others that need direction. That's what the scripture says for the last time. It's not only the Antichrist that is preparing his army. It's not only the Nephilim that are returning. The real evangelicals our understanding is their purpose. They are tired of manipulation, and this army is getting ready to fight the good fight. And that's us. That's you and me. If you wish to have the yoke of King Jesus and only this yoke in your life. And I'm not saying that you cannot be on a denomination. No, you can be there and have your salvation. But you only have your salvation if what you are living there does not diminish Jesus in your life. If you are not replacing Jesus by other things. If you are not contradicting yourself and Jesus' role in your life for the things that the institution is promoting. Try to understand the power of money on this day. It's nothing new, but I want you to understand that even the Jews, right before the Reformation, after the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, 70 years after Christ, even the rabbis, the Jewish rabbis, and you can check by yourself, go to any synagogue and ask for a rabbi, a Jewish rabbi. Go, don't believe me, just investigate this. Even the rabbi, after the destruction of the temple in 70 after Christ, year 70, because they didn't could anymore determine which were the real Levites between the Jews, they stopped tithing in the synagogue. But you see, these evangelicals, they are very smart, because they found quite fast the real Levites, the descendants of Levites. And guess what? They say they are the Levites. They can receive your tithing. Jewish rabbis start tithing from there because they could not determine who were the real tribe of Levi. But these guys with a holy anointed tithe, they tithe you because they are that quite smart. They found, they are, even being Gentiles, they are from the tribe of Levi. Who? So you don't need to believe me. Go and do your homework. Go to a synagogue and ask any rabbi, Jewish rabbi, if they still tithing. And why they did stop. So I hope that you understand how manipulated you can be by men with the Bible. If you don't understand the war between two lords that are trying to control your life. Jesus not controlling, asking you to let him decide, and the other one, Mammon, the religious spirit using money to control you, to give you a fake prosperity, a fake security that will not save you in the last days. Only those that build and live on Mount Zion. This will be the real overcomer on the last days, as it is written in the Bible, as it is written in the book of Isaiah. So hope that I help you to understand. If you have doubts, hear the shows that we have made about the church Easter, how Constantine starts introducing the power of money in the few remnant honest priests that they were trying not to pollute the message of the king. And from them until this day, how Maimon starts producing bad fruits. If the Gnosticism was not enough, then money did the rest. God bless you, brothers. Let's worship our God. If you have any doubts, you can write it. You can write it. I will try to answer you.
You choose the humble and raise them high. You choose the weak and make them strong. You heal our brokenness inside and give us life. The same love that set the
saberão que tu és rei, rei das nações. Sim, tu és rei, Senhor dos senhores, príncipe dos príncipes, Senhor de toda a terra. Estabelece os chefes das nações pela tua palavra. Tu derrubas os poderosos pela tua palavra. Pois todas as nações são tuas, Senhor, estão em tuas mãos. Tu és Deus e além de ti não há outro. Como tu és rei, tu és o dominador dos povos, Senhor. Tu derrubas os ministros, os presidentes. Tu levantas quem tu queres, tu abates quem tu queres, pois simplesmente tu és o Senhor. Nenhum homem ou mulher pode permanecer se o Senhor não quiser, pois o Senhor é o governador máximo de toda a terra, Senhor.
Cerca como el habla estás, desde que está allá todo tú lo llenas, desde donde estoy hasta las estrellas. Si te siento lejos no es porque no estás, no es porque te has ido, siempre ahí estarás. Si te siento lejos es que me escondí, me cubrí los ojos, me alejé de ti. No tiras nunca, me dejas siempre fiel, ahí estarás. No te olvidarás de tu palabra, estarás por la mañana y por la noche a descansar, tu mano me protegerá. Puedo siempre hallarte, puedo en ti confiar, puedo siempre hablarte. En la soledad siempre estás conmigo, eres el calor cuando tengo frío. Si te siento lejos no es porque no estás, no es porque te has ido, siempre ahí estarás. Si te siento lejos es que me escondí, me cubrí los ojos, me alejé de ti.
Me alejé de ti.
Siempre tú estarás, es tu promesa. No tiras nunca, me dejas siempre fiel, ahí estarás. No te olvidarás de tu palabra. Estarás por la mañana y por la noche a descansar, tu mano me protegerá. Siempre tú estarás. No tiras nunca, me dejas siempre fiel, ahí estarás. No te olvidarás de tu palabra. Estarás por la mañana y por la noche al descansar, tu mano me protegerá. Tu mano me sostiene, oh, tu mano me protege.
Mándame proteger.
Okay, brothers, we'll be ending this show. I want to thank for your presence. Hope that you all were illuminated. It's a word that is very in vogue now, illuminated. I hope that the Holy Spirit brought His light for you, not the light of the Illuminati. And please, when anybody says that ministry is trying stronghold, it's causing division. Yes, it is. It's causing the division between the evangelicals and the evangelicane. Remember to answer them. That's the division that we are making here. Between the evangelical people and the evangelicanes people. We belong to the real evangelicals, those that dwell, they live in Mount Zion, not in any hill that will be burned down when the real king will return. God bless you all. I hope that you enjoy the show. See you later.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. It's who I got.
Every praise.